after the followers of Jesus had made it through the shock of the death of Jesus, they had amazed it through the resurrection of Christ. They had lived in the excitement of the 40 days of the greatest hits of the tell me another story. The disciples had lived looking at the sky with the ascension, wondering where Jesus had really gone when he went to heaven. We find the disciples gathered together in one room. Again, it's an upper room. We've heard that story before. Regrouping and wondering, what will happen next? Jesus told them, remember, there was a comforter, an advocate who would come. Together, they were in one place. When sounds like a rushing wind came and filled the house where they were. I wonder if they were still startled at this point, or if they'd begun to look at each other and shrug and say, this must be of God. They'd experienced the presence of God so often and with such frequency. Then again, do we ever get so familiar with God's wonder? I'm not sure that we ever get so familiar. There were sounds like the violent wind coming and filling the house, and the tongues of fire resting on each and every one, filling them with the presence of the Holy Spirit, gifting them with language so each might hear God's word in their own language. Last week, we began a short series on belief. 3 weeks, grounding ourselves in the historic and essential understandings of the larger church on resurrection that we had last week, this week on Holy Spirit, and next week, wading into a mystery that we call the Trinity. Each of these, in the creeds of our larger faith, with it, which in the Universal Church. Later in worship today, we received both at 8:30 and today at 11, celebrating the sacrament here of baptism, as well as receiving folks into membership. You'll notice we have an opportunity to affirm our faith with the ancient creed. Creeds as an early expression of modern concepts that stretch us personally and corporately, globally, and across time. We join our voices corporately, even when individually we might say, I'm not quite sure if I can consent to each and every one of those words, and I might want to ask questions about all those things I'm saying. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of those creeds confirm. We celebrate today on Pentecost, and we call it the coming of the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit was present with God at creation and is part of the Trinity. Hold on till next week, as we talk a little bit more about the mystery we call the Trinity. But at the creation of earth and heaven, the Spirit of God hovered over the water and out of chaos brought forth life. This is Ruach. That's a Hebrew word. The Holy Spirit of God. One of the many works of the Spirit is to bring order out of chaos. This is both chaos of creation and chaos of our lives. Now, maybe it's just chaos in my life personally, but perhaps it's chaos in your life as well. The Holy Spirit brings chaos out of our lives as well as the chaos of creation. Throughout the Old Testament, we see the presence of Holy Spirit in the prophets, in Isaiah, and in Jeremiah, urging and comforting the people, particularly in challenge and in chaos. Throughout the Psalms, the writers wove their experience of the Holy Spirit into the Psalms when there is chaos. Listen for this theme. They begin to learn the Holy Spirit is always gifting the people of God. And you and I learned this early as well. These gifts that we learned in Sunday school, the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, we learned these gifts of God that are both for God's glory and to build up the followers of Jesus as well. Perhaps also to build up Mr. Potato Head, could use that as well. For those who are given the gift of singing or music to glorify God, but also so that we, the body of Christ, might be encouraged as well. For those who are given the gift of intellect to encourage and to increase knowledge about the world around us, but also to glorify God as well. Let me say a bit more about that. In the 19th century, it was a revival of the Spirit-filled Pentecost teaching that enlivened the church. It was a Methodist movement, preachers and lay people who gathered in camp meetings and in homes because they couldn't get enough of God's presence, the Holy Spirit, in their lives. They wanted to know more and more. Preacher by the name of Andrew Murray, Scottish-Dutch reformer who was influential. Let me read you just a bit from Acts 2, his sermon. He said this: "The filling with the Spirit and the indwelling of Christ brings in itself a joy. It's evidence in love because Christ himself is love. Oh, how it would be that the love of God would fill the church and convince the world that there is a heavenly element in her life. If filling with the Spirit and the indwelling of Christ would be recognized as the blessing, the coming of the Spirit would change weakness and fear into courage and power." In the Methodist tradition, our Pentecostal roots are just as strong as our biblical roots. Did you know that? And in our tradition, it's Phoebe Palmer who brings this. Phoebe grew up in Methodism in the 1810s and knelt beside her husband, Walter Palmer, a physician in the Allen Street Methodist Church. Now, in these days, you couldn't just have a gathering of a prayer meeting in your home. You had to name it something. And so she named it this. It was the Tuesday meeting for the promotion of holiness. Imagine trying to fit that in your calendar square. The Tuesday meeting for the promotion of holiness. And her meeting became so prevalent that the ladies' meeting of Tuesday meeting for the promotion of holiness was sought after by the men in 1813. The Tuesday meeting for the promotion of holiness was widened and sought after by Methodist bishops and theologians and ministers. Soon the cradle of renewal included as such. The prayer meetings of churches based on the movement of the Holy Spirit. Our reading from Romans reminds us, though, it's never about, friends, having the right words. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that intercedes for us, you and me, helping us in our weakness, groaning for us when the ways of life are too much. On the first Pentecost, it was the followers of Jesus who experienced this part of the Holy Spirit, the fire, those flames of tongues that seemed dangerous and yet somehow approachable, the campfire aspect of the Holy Spirit. The modern writer Rachel Held Evans describes it this way, thinking about our candles here we light every Sunday. They are deceptively polite in the dance atop the wax and wick of our church candle, but wild as a storm when unleashed. The Holy Spirit can glow in hot coals or flit in embers, but the Holy Spirit cannot be held. The living that you and I, we know it indirectly through heat or through light, through the tendrils of smoke snaking through the sky or through the scent of burning wood, the itch of ash in the eye. And when God made the church, the Spirit blazed in little fires that rested over people's heads. So quench not the Spirit, the apostle wrote. It is as necessary and dangerous as the fire. You and I, friends, we are like the first disciples, often finding ourselves gathered with one another. In upper rooms, perhaps, probably more often in our cars, waiting for someone, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come in powerful ways. We wait on the Lord, because when God comes, God always comes in undeniable power. With rushes of wings, with wind, with fire so all might understand, with the power of God might bring all near to God. So when you and I boldly add our voices to the creeds, to those who have come before, we might be squeaking out line after line. Some of us might choose not to say a line or two. I know this happens as well. But we invite God, who is already present, to be with us. We claim for ourselves that we do believe in the Holy Spirit, who comes in power. And who comes quietly, without pomp or circumstance, who intercedes on our behalf when we groan our prayers. So as we pray this Pentecost, we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.